art, 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 not art.
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
What's going on over on the other side of the table?
Hey, Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm good. I love doing this here podcast with you. It's really wonderful.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. I got to be in Philadelphia, and I saw a holiday concert, and it was just really spectacular.
Yeah, we visited some dear friends of ours.
And their cute, cute little boy. Good time.
It was a good time. And I also went to PAX Unplugged, which is this big board game convention.
We have no new reviews on Apple Podcasts.
That's too bad.
You can get us a wonderful holiday gift that costs no money. You can give us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Stitcher. And if you find another place to review podcasts, you send us a note on Twitter or email. I know this is a lot of homework that's stacking up, but really all that we care about is you and that you listen and that you tell your friends about us. But if you want to take it a little step further, go ahead and review us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, and we will give you a shout out on this here podcast.
You can tweet us. I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
Or you can email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com.
A man ate $120,000 duct-taped banana art. He said, "I really love this installation. It's very delicious." This was written by my colleague Hannah Yasharoff. Days after Italian artist Maurizio Catalan's duct tape banana work went viral, the art piece saw a splitting new development. A man ate the real-life $120,000 banana stuck to the wall at Art Basel in Miami. Video footage showed artist David DeTuna approaching the exhibit as others had done to take photos. He peeled the banana off the wall, announced he was participating in performance art, and dubbed himself a hungry artist. He later captioned an Instagram post, quote, "I love Maurizio Catalan artwork, and I really love this installation. It's very delicious," unquote. Gallery director Peg LeBouf can be heard asking moments later in a video, quote, "Are you kidding? This is so stupid," unquote. LeBouf told BBC that DeTuna was asked to leave but not arrested. She added, quote, "We can go further, but I don't think we will," unquote. USA Today has reached out to Art Basel for further comment. Don't worry, the banana was replaced after the incident. The first edition of the banana art, titled Comedian, was already sold from Emmanuel Perrotin's gallery, Gallery Perrotin, which has locations in New York and Asia, the site reports, and more editions also have been selling. The second edition sold to a man at the annual art festival, the site reports, and Perrotin and Catalan agreed to raise the price to $150,000 before selling the third edition to a museum. CNN previously reported that there are no clear instructions for buyers on whether the bananas start to decompose. The Miami Herald reported that owners can replace the banana as needed. Before the reported sales, Perrotin told CNN that bananas are, quote, "a symbol of global trade, a double entendre, as well as a classic device for humor," unquote. He added that Catalan turns normal objects into, quote, "vehicles of both delight and critique," unquote.
So stupid. I could tape all kinds of things to the wall, Shannon. People should pay me for that. Duct tape banana. You know how sometimes people struggle to find the definition of art? Well, the definition of art should be, if I can do it, then it's not art.
It's so interesting how art is as expansive as it is, because who gets to police it?
I think I should get to. Is that a job that pays $150,000?
No.
I'll just walk through a museum and say, art, 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 not art.
What credentials do you have?
My background is that I am not artistic, so therefore...
You get to decide what is and isn't.
It's easy for me to identify what is and is not art.
Would you say the figure of Wonder Woman and Batman in front of us is art.
100%. I could not make that.
What about that highlighter?
Yep. Art.
That highlighter is art now?
Yeah, because I can't make that.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like, that is a terrible... I've already broken down your definition, because the highlighter that's just sitting on the table shouldn't be considered art, right?
Yeah, but also a banana taped to the wall should not be considered art.
Did you not hear the quote at the end of the story? That bananas are a symbol of global trade, a double entendre, and a classic device for humor.
You can give meaning to anything if you do that. Highlighters highlight important words in our life and are a reflection of the sunlight in our souls. Boom. Highlighter equals art. That being said, that highlighter may be art, but it's still not worth more than 50 cents. It's like the biggest con known to man. You just duct tape a banana to the wall, call it art. People think you're an artist, so therefore, boom, it's art.
A more realistic Bitmoji? Snapchat is rolling out a tool called Cameo that uses deepfake technology. This was written by my colleague Dalvin Brown. Snapchat is adding a feature that basically allows you to deepfake yourself into a video or GIF for fun. The feature was first spotted by Snapchat users in France, who received a test version of the tool over the weekend. The latest addition to the app is called Cameo. Snapchat said all of this in a press release on Monday.
Man, France always gets the cool stuff to try first.
Like, what else?
I don't know.
In the press release, Snapchat said, quote, "With cameos, you become the star of short looping videos that you can customize with your own face. They're great for striking up new conversations or making responses to your friends personal, dynamic, and fun," unquote. Based on screen captures posted by people on Twitter, Cameo uses your selfie to plaster your face on a digitized body. The feature has a similar look and application to Bitmoji, except more realistic. It's rolling out globally on December 18th with over 150 variations to choose from. Cameo will be embedded in the chat sticker bar once the new feature is live in the US. You get to choose the body you'd like for your face to appear on, and Snapchat will use AI to manipulate your face into displaying different emotions and expressions. If your friends set up Cameo, you'll see options that feature the two of you together, and many can include your own text. Deepfake technology would be a relatively new frontier for the app, though it would further differentiate Snapchat from its rivals Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. The technology, which has been used to transpose celebrities into pornographic videos, has come under criticism because it could be used to maliciously produce fake political videos. Still, Snapchat has been hard at work developing new filters and add-ons to keep the platform interesting for teens and young adults who are constantly on the hunt for new creative ways to interact with peers. In November, Snapchat picked up where the wildly popular Face app left off by rolling out a tool that tries to show you what you look like at every phase of life. It's called Time Machine, and it includes a slider you can drag across your screen to watch the years add up.
This doesn't seem like new technology at all. I mean, they're basically just ripping off Jib Jab.
But Jib Jab is just a picture. It's not like you make different expressions and you're... like, because this is expressions that you haven't made. Like, that's how they use the AI technology. Like, it makes your face smile or...
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I like it. I want to be in charge of my own facial expressions.
Sorry, Dusty, but welcome to 2019.
Well, I haven't downloaded Snapchat to date, and this is probably not the thing that's going to make me do it. I do like me a good Bitmoji, but that feels different. That's completely, like, cartoonized.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want a realistic me. I want to have cartoon me.
Totally.
My Bitmoji's wearing a cool Hawaiian shirt.
That's right.
And some cargo shorts. It's practically me. My only complaint about Bitmoji is there's no option for a long enough beard. Need longer beard choices, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet this Cameo app would cut off my beard, too. It would, because your face only fits in the face hole, and then...
Well, we'll have to test it to find out.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
10 secret Santa gifts under $30 that won't get thrown away.
What are they? What are they?
They are a silicone tea infuser that is shaped like a manatee, and the manatee hangs on the side of your glass. Ah, it's so cute. Manatee is how it's spelled.
Oh my goodness.
A stainless steel travel mug, an essential oil diffuser, glass straws, a Bluetooth speaker, a card game, a bottle stopper garden kit, deep breaths eye mask, code names, the board game, a hot sauce combo pack. That's it.
I've already mentally thrown away all those items.
Steve Harvey flubs Miss Universe again.
No way. Again?
Yeah.
Let me host it. I could do a way better job than that guy. He has so many shows that he hosts. Just let me do it. I'm willing to shave the beard and just have a Steve Harvey mustache, if that's all it takes.
Get ready to shiver. Arctic blast incoming.
No, I don't want to be cold.
The one thing Pierce Brosnan misses about Bond.
I think the one thing I would miss is saying my last name first and then my full name.
Say it right now on the podcast.
Terrell. Dusty Terrell.
Green. Shannon Green.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just feels right.
Maybe we should all do that more often.
Yeah.
He did say that he thought Daniel Craig did an outstanding job as Bond.
You know who the best James Bond ever was?
Who?
Me. I should be it.
Who do you think was the best Bond? Who is a Bond?
I don't know. Daniel Craig did great, I guess.
Yeah. I think I liked Brosnan best.
I'm a millennial. What do I know?
I like Brosnan best.
We really are only picking from a pool of two. It's not like you and I have watched all the Sean Connery ones or whoever else
you're
was
right.
doing it.
When you're right, you're right. Green Monday. One more day to buy stuff on sale.
Today?
Yeah.
See, Shannon, we got to do that Christmas shopping now.
I guess so.
Tomorrow, all the prices are going to be ridiculous.
Charities, tips, how tech guilts you into giving.
Doesn't work on me.
Google's homepage is an interactive game today.
I don't have time for that, Shannon. I got searching to do.
Milo, the cat who went missing at Dulles Airport in October, is reunited with owner.
That's pretty close to our house. He could have come hung out with us if he wanted
to. Milo. How to prevent your packages from being stolen.
Only order manure.
I think that's like a surprise way to prevent it, though.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just a way to get people in the end.
I got ya.
Got you.
You got poop.
The best deals you can get today during Amazon's 12 days of deals. Noise-canceling headphones. You can save $72.
Wow, that's a lot.
But you have to buy them for $278.
No.
30% off on Dash air fryers.
I think I'm good.
$30 off a compact Echo with a screen.
No, thank you.
Under $15, this cult favorite egg cooker.
I've got an egg cooker. I call it the stovetop.
Epcot undergoing largest transformation of any Disney park ever.
But I liked it the way it was.
Hikers find wedding ring lost on mountaintop.
I didn't lose it. That's where I was keeping it.
Best Buy kicks off 12 days of deals.
Everybody's got 12 days of deals. Remember when we were kids and we had to suffer through only one days of deals?
And it was just the Black Friday?
Yeah.
The one day, no Cyber Monday.
Hard times.
No Giving Tuesday.
Mm-mm.
Gifts of technology for the technophobe.
It feels kind of cruel. If they're afraid of technology, don't give them technology. It's Christmas. It's not Halloween.
Next week on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from
all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.